We are ready to go. So if you will, if it feels right, just let yourself, and I think most of us are already there, just let yourself go. And let yourself, in a sense, fall. And even free fall, if you will, into love. Just let your heart lead you. Take the lead. Because your heart is an expert in loving. Because there's something about that space of and around and in the heart that knows love intimacy, has given itself to love remarkably, and is absolutely powerfully in love with love, in love with you, in love with life. And so with your heart taking the lead, let go and just empty yourself into this huge breadbasket of love that's awaiting you, that's embracing you, that's now holding you. And know that just in these few moments, you're simply going to let yourself melt into love more and more, and perhaps even totally. Melt into the love of the universe, the love of life, the love of light, the love that is anywhere, everywhere, the love that, despite what might look different, is infused into, is an intimate part of, and literally is everything that we can see, can imagine, or can interpret. Everything in life, love. And when we fall in love, when we fall into the embrace of that love, we find a strength, and hopefully you can find or discover that strength right now automatically. We find a strength that says, if I am deeply in love with whatever is around, even if I'm externally in conflict with it, then no matter what I do, how I behave, what tactics I need to use outside, I can stay in love. And I can love the person, the situation, the event, the expression. I can love the air and the space between us. I can love anything and everything that I touch. And that's what makes the difference. Right now, I'm falling in love. I'm letting go into love. I'm being embraced by love. I'm losing my sense of separation from love. I'm letting my whole self, my body, my mind, my emotion, my whole being, my spirit, just be vacuumed into, sucked into, brought into, led into, nurtured into, sweetly, gently led and guided into that amazing, amazing phenomenon of life called love itself. Love itself. Love, how beautiful, how radiant, how alive, how sweet, how kind, how powerful, how enormous, how compelling, how intimate, how joyous, how fulfilling, how magnanimous, how wondrous. Love. I am love. I am love now, yesterday, tomorrow. I am love when I hang up the phone in a few minutes. I am love when I go to bed tonight. I am love when I'm dreaming this night. I'm love when I awake in the morning. I am love when I greet the sun in the morning. I am love when I feel the raindrops on my skin. I am love when I enter into my job, my work. I am love when I encounter the person that I'm in the deepest loving relationship with. I'm in love, and I am love, and I do love, and I make love every minute of every day, simply because that's who I am, what I am, why I am, how I am. That's the whole reason I showed up on this earth. It's the whole reason I am who I am, is so that the very love of the infinite, as it lives in these cells, in this body, in this heart, in this vibrational field, can reach out to everything and everyone and every element of life around me and touch it in a love-making style, in a way that just exudes love, gives love, honors with love, supports with love, creates with love and lives love every second, every minute of every day, with every breath, with every thought, with every emotion, with every feeling, with every movement, with every decision, with every act, with every moment of being. What a joy. I am love. Love is me. We are love. And everything that is a grand, beautiful, harmonious, magnificent act of making love, being made love to. Thank you, God. Thank you, life. Thank you, you. Thank you, me. Thank you, us. Thank you, everything, for being love, in love, making love. I love you.